special news drive edition of the KHNS Local News. I'm Claire Strimple.
And I'm Henry Leisha.
We've been talking about the role of local news a lot this week. And here in the newsroom, we think one of our most important jobs is reporting how statewide or regional issues affect Haines, Skagway, and Kluckwan.
So during our news drive, we're going to take you behind the scenes of our reporting for these stories. So one of the biggest issues this summer was ferry service. So there's been a lot of budget discussions, and there was, of course, the strike. So we knew that the strike was coming. There had been contract negotiations between the state and the largest ferry union, but we didn't know when it was going to happen, and we couldn't actually, you know, report on it until they actually went on strike.
And a big question here was, how do we bring this big state story home? So the news broke on a Wednesday night, and we didn't know when it was going to break, but we knew there was a ferry in the Haines port. So while Henry ran out to the fairgrounds to see how that was going to affect the upcoming fair that weekend, I was standing out in the rain at the ferry terminal with my microphone, waiting for union workers to walk off. And I had to keep waiting because they never did. It turns out they didn't walk off the boats until Juneau. So it wasn't until the next day that we got the story. And that was when Henry really, really hit the beat in kind of the crux of this ferry strike moment.
Yeah. So, you know, the news breaks Wednesday in the evening. And so I just head straight over to the fair and talk to Amanda Randles, and she was a really good sport and spoke to me about, you know, what their kind of concerns were and how they might be affected. But she had a really optimistic attitude, like a lot of Alaskans that I talked to over that story. People were very optimistic. But, you know, and then the next day, I knew I wanted to find somebody who was stranded, who had come here for the fair with their car from Juneau and wouldn't be able to make it back. And so I just went out looking and started talking to people at the fair. And sure enough, found a couple people who were stranded and got one interview that really summed it up nicely. And then I also wanted to talk to some local businesses who are involved in transportation, see what if there were any alternative options coming up. And was able to kind of cobble this all together in just a day. And people were pretty willing to talk to me, even if it was a bit frustrating at times.
So you got kind of all the perspectives that you needed to tell this story locally. This next clip is the meat of the story. We hear from someone stuck in Haines and a woman who runs a catamaran service.
A woman named Carol from Arizona planned to spend Thursday at the fair and return to Juneau on the ferry the next day.
I have two children and a vehicle, so there's no way of driving to Juneau. So now my son-in-law and daughter who live in Juneau are trying to figure out how to get us back.
And according to Haines resident Allison Jacobson, visitors coming to the fair aren't the only ones looking for a way back home.
We are getting groups that are stuck everywhere. Gus Davis, Haines, Skagway. Lots of like tour groups, even Boy Scout youth groups. It's pretty sad.
Jacobson runs Alaska Fjord Lines, a catamaran tour service that offers trips between Haines, Skagway, and Juneau. Her phone has been ringing off the hook since the state ferry strike began. She added three runs between Juneau and Haines this weekend to keep up with demand.
We're pretty full, but the added runs are filling up. We're helping a lot of people, but there's no way we can help all the people. We have one 48-passenger boat, so we just can't take all the freight and luggage and needs that are, you know, required.
So that was the breaking news, but then the strike kept going. And so the next story that we're going to play for you is a full-length feature that we reported out that takes a look at what kind of the long-term effects were. And, you know, a lot of these were negative for economically across the state and certainly in Haines. But there was one little ray of sunshine.
Yeah. It's Alaskans are just so awesome. And it was really cool to see how people adapted to a different, difficult situation. And Claire went out and talked to one of these people and was able to show us a different side of a difficult situation. So.
Thank you. Appreciate that very much.
You're welcome.
Enjoy those.
Chris Peterson of Peterson's Pretzels just sold out for the third time today. It's a quarter after one on a weekday in Haines, but he says he sold as many pretzels as on a busy Juneau Saturday.
And we're just ecstatic at the response.
He's frantically rolling out spongy pretzel dough and wrapping it around beef franks for pretzel dogs. There's been a line down the block all day.
I've never done this by myself before. It's usually this is a three-person show.
Peterson is parked next to Miles Furniture on Main Street, and he'll be in town until mid-August. The original plan was to return to Juneau after the Southeast Alaska State Fair, but with no ferries running, he and his truck are stuck in Haines. His family went back to Juneau to prepare for his daughter's wedding this weekend. So, in between rapid passes with a rolling pin, he gulps an energy drink, checks on dough proofing in his oven,
about 20 minutes,
and shouts time estimates to the hungry folks who cluster outside his food truck.
All right, so we got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. I need two more. So I'll make about 16 pretzel dogs this time. Actually, I should probably make 24. What do you think?
He opts for 24. Peterson got an extension on his temporary business license from the borough due to extenuating circumstances. And the Bradford family, who owns Miles Furniture, hooked him up on their lot. Peterson says he's grateful for the support and considering opening up another pretzel truck here. But for other local businesses, the disruption in ferry service isn't helping the bottom line.
Very disruptive, to say the least, and very costly.
Robert Venables is the executive director of the Southeast Conference, an economic development group for the region.
Some of those funds will obviously stay in the local economy, but distributed differently, and it's definitely, you know, have an effect on people's plans for the region.
Distributed differently is right. What seemed like bad luck, a strike on the weekend of the fair, happened to be good luck for Peterson. Alaska Seaplanes felt a benefit, too. They ran nearly 30 flights between Juneau and Haines on Sunday alone and continue to offer about double the flights on many routes. But the fair is estimating a 10% decrease in tickets, plus the added cost of flying in musicians. They also offered refunds for those who couldn't make it due to the strike, though only a handful of people have cashed in on the offer. And Venables is especially concerned that the ferry system's lost revenue during the strike may translate to lost service over winter. But on Main Street, Peterson is still selling out of soft pretzels.
Yeah, it's fun.
He'll be in Juneau this weekend for his daughter's wedding, but he's flying back to Haines on Sunday night so he can open up again on Monday morning. In Haines, I'm Claire Strumpel. That concludes our News Drive newscast. I'm Claire Strumpel.
And I'm Henry Leisha.
We really love what we do. Thanks for joining us and making it possible.